State Controller Tom DiNapoli says the $5 billion and growing pot of money due to settlements with banks and other financial institutions over alleged wrongdoing in the Wall Street crash should not be looked at as a budget surplus.
I wouldn't call it a surplus. It's really more a windfall. It's unexpected money that comes out of the settlements.
And so the controller says it should not be used for recurring expenses like tax cuts or increased school aid, as some legislators have suggested.
School aid is a recurring expense. So if you use some of that money for school aid today, you're going to have a hole down the road. Unless you're prepared to come up with another way to plug that hole, you'll just get back to creating out your budget gaps, which caused so many of our problems in past years.
According to the controller's projections, the state still has a structural deficit of nearly $2 billion for the upcoming budget year, though Governor Cuomo has promised to hold spending increases to below 2% to get rid of it. The governor and legislative leaders have all said they want the $5 billion to be kept separate from the budget and placed in an infrastructure fund. DiNapoli says that would be a smart use of the money. He says it could also be used to pay down the state's high debt or to create a trust fund to pay for retiree health insurance costs. The governor and lawmakers have not yet defined, though, what exactly they mean by infrastructure. Projects range from economic development aid for troubled regions to funding the $4 billion new Tappan Zee Bridge on the New York State Thruway over the Hudson River. Governor Cuomo has not yet detailed how he'll pay for the bridge, which is already under construction. Controller DiNapoli, who has had an increasingly tense relationship with the governor, criticized Cuomo for not being more forthcoming.
That is a key missing piece. It's appropriate to ask the question. We should have had that information already. The sooner that they can get it to us, the better.
The controller is currently auditing the Cuomo administration's contracts with advertising firms. They were paid millions of dollars in state funds to air ads promoting New York's Open for Business campaign and a tax abatement program to attract new startup businesses. Critics, including Cuomo's opponent in the 2014 election, say the ads were political in nature and aimed at boosting the incumbent governor's standing. The controller would not say whether he thinks the ads were an appropriate use of taxpayer money.
It's underway, so stay tuned. When it's ready, we'll announce it.
DiNapoli says he does not expect the audit to be completed, though, before the end of the year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.